This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. Disturbing news from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They say that the death toll from the H1N1 virus has jumped to more than 10,000 since April. They'd earlier estimated that only about 4,000 people had died. We're joined again by our friend, Dr. Richard Wenzel. He's an infectious disease specialist at Virginia Commonwealth University and immediate past president of the International Society for Infectious Diseases. Dr. Wenzel, first of all, how did we make this mistake? How did we miss 6,000 deaths?
Well, according to CDC, a lot of that just occurred recently. It may be a combination of that plus sort of a new reassessment on their part as to how many more people got infected and died.
And this, I mean, 10,000 people clearly is a disturbing number. What has made the H1N1 so fatal?
Well, I think what's really different is that that most of the deaths, 8,600 of the 10,000, are in young people and children. This is unusual. Most of the deaths we see from seasonal flu, 90% are in seniors greater than 65. So that's what's new. Young people are getting infected. Young people are dying.
And we're not talking about infants. We're talking about school-age kids.
Well, we're talking about school-age and young adults particularly.
And what can we do at this point now that we have this very disturbing number? I assume that people are reevaluating their strategies for combating this disease.
Well, I hope people will continue to get in line for the vaccine. That's always the baseline we have for infection control. Thereafter, the usual things about avoiding people who are ill. If you are ill, stay home. Wash your hands a lot.
There's a big one. I don't mean to interrupt you, but that's a big one. We just got a big, very dire notice from the head honchos at the station here saying, if you have flu symptoms, don't come into work. But people aren't taking that seriously.
They're not taking it seriously, and I think we have to recognize the economic pressures today, particularly people worried about keeping their jobs. I'm sure young people are worried about getting their children into daycare so they can continue to work. And college students who want to succeed are worried about staying away from classes. So these are real social pressures in contrast to the biology of the disease.
Okay, so Dr. Richard Wenzel, this is your platform. Can speak personally to the bosses out there about their employees. What do you have to say to them?
I would say, go ahead, please let people stay home. You will be healthier. You will be more productive in the long run.
Okay, Dr. Richard Wenzel is in the infectious disease. One last thing, Richard. They have said that everyone can get the immunization now, right? That's widely available?
It's, well, at least almost 90 million doses should be available now. So it's still increasingly available. I still hear stories where people can't get it, but it should be available almost everywhere.
Okay, great. Dr. Richard Wenzel is the infectious disease specialist at the Virginia Commonwealth University. Good friend of The Takeaway. He's also immediate past president of the International Society for Infectious Diseases. More than 10,000 deaths.
Stunning, 10,000.
From H1N1 since April. Yeah. So again, we want to reemphasize, if you are sick, stay home and go get the vaccine if you possibly can.
And wash those hands. Wash those
hands. Wash your hands.
So simple. It sounds dumb.
Cough into the crook of your arm.
So simple. So simple.
And
cheap.
We're going to be talking about green businesses in just a moment. Any size.